All right, fighters, today on the show, my wingman Dan and I, we are going to talk to you about how impactful a live event can be for your business, your life, your bank account, your sex life, your health, everything. You're not going to want to miss this episode. Let's do this. Dano, what's going on?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. Came off 12 hours of sleep last night because my friend just absolutely ruined me in the woods on my bike yesterday. So I'm ready to attack the week.
Try to think what I got. I got a good 8 last night, man. My queen and I, she's hunter jumper trainer in the horse industry, and she had a big clinic in Colorado up in Sedalia for a couple days. Had this one of these other top trainer guys come in and they did this big clinic. And that was just several days of, it was a 2-day clinic, but it, you know, several days of prep, and she's been working her ass off, super proud of her. And I get to be her jump crew and errand boy for these things. So I run around and so, yeah, man, I was a little wiped out last night as well, but listen, we got an announcement here for an event coming up in the fight, but I wanted to, you brought this up before we hit record, the, just how Destin was. We had a Contractor Sales Academy event down in Destin. And I'm going to, actually, after you go, I'm going to share something about that event for me personally that I think some people would be surprised with. Like, I'm not pregnant or anything, so it's nothing like that. But but I'm just curious, like, what was on your mind when you said, yeah, when we're talking about this event and stuff, you wanted to share about Destin?
Well, you know, just with all this COVID bullshit winding down, that was like a year and a half after it was scheduled to originally happen, that event. And prior to that, we were doing, you know, I was attending probably, I think, 3 events a year, you know, between this and CSA and we're going to Pondo, some other ones. And the reason I did that was because I like surrounding myself with winners. And that, having that forced break and finally getting to Destin and seeing some old friends and some new faces and just picking up that collective energy really reminded me. I think I took it for granted before, just how much we get from those events. Just like you're surrounded by the perspective, the energy, all that stuff.
Yeah, I it was so good to get together. I've done a couple little things here and there, but there is so much power. Like, we can have a conversation like this. You can listen to a podcast, you can read a book, you can watch a video, whatever it is, but there's nothing like the conversations that you have face to face with people. And here's what Destin did for me. And when I shared this at the event, because everyone was asking for 10 days, right? And on the last day we had Marcus Sheridan, who was amazing like he always is.
Yeah.
And he was talking about content and some of this other stuff. And when I shared this, it was funny from my perspective. When I was looking at the room, all the eyes got really big when I shared this. And that's why I want to share it here for everybody, that you never know what's going to really hit you. Marcus got done talking and then he's like, what's biggest takeaways? And I got up and I go, guys, this is kind of funny, but I do more content than anyone in space. I mean, Dan, you're a part of that. We're busting out content and videos and podcasts and all this stuff, social media shit. Nobody puts out as much as we put out here in the Contractor Fight and the CSA combined, especially. And I got up in front of the group. I said, guys, I got to own my crap. I've been half-assing my content.
Yep.
And everyone's eyes got really big. And I'm like, no, I've known a lot of other strategies that Marcus has talked about for many, many years. And I fell into the it's good enough space a little bit. Like, yeah, it's good enough to put this out. It's good enough to get this out. And I've been consistent. There's been a lot of growth and it's great. But I just had to look in the mirror and go, my God, I'm just totally dropping the ball here. So what I did is I came home, and you know this, I came home and let me also say this. I let the TV show that I was filming in the fall and the winter, last fall or this past winter for HGTV, I let that kind of be an excuse for why I didn't pull the trigger on some of these other, and I'm not talking like YouTube and recording podcasts. I'm talking more of some of the content and web and videos for my website and our sites and programs and some of these other things that we've been taught by Marcus through the years. And then my video guy, Noel, moved out of state early this year. And so that it was relying on me to pull out my own camera and record and send him the footage and this and that. And Noel's a great guy. He still does some projects for us now and then. But I got back from that event in Destin, Dan. And the first thing I did is I hired a full-time videographer. And then the next first thing I did is we had an all hands on deck coaches and fight meeting talking about the content calendar and topics. And you know, the dialogue has been going crazy between us and all our coaches going, how are we going to meet more needs and stuff? So I say this, guys, this doesn't happen. This does not happen if I'm not in Destin in person at that event. I promise you it's not happening. And so, and I could go back to dozens of events that I've been a part of and even put on where life-changing, business-changing, bank account-changing shit doesn't happen for me and mine without me being in the room. And I'm curious if you had an experience like that at an event.
Definitely. I had that experience at that event. That was my fourth time seeing Marcus speak. And, you know, I think a lot of people may be like, well, why do you need to go to one of these events? I'm on the 100K. I see Tom talk all the time. You have fight nights, these things. I've seen Marcus. This is my fourth time. And I've read his books. And mm-hmm. I had the complete revelation. It just hit me there. I don't know if it was just the same words were coming out of his mouth, but some of it's kind of cumulative. But I think the conversation with the people in the room and going through some of the exercises that we did just uncracked a code that if I was sitting at my house watching even the same event by myself would not have happened. Mm-hmm. And so it's, yeah. And I was a big skeptic when I first met you and hired you and started doing this stuff. I'm kind of antisocial asshole, you know, and it's like, mm-hmm. I wasn't going to do these events, but I started doing it and got in with a core guys I could trust and understood their point of view, get advice from. And when it was taken away from me for a year and a half, I was like, I really missed it. And it was, and I know some of the old guard that was there, Stanza and some other guys that had, you know, just gone their own way, came back and they were just like, holy shit, I'd forgotten how awesome it is to be surrounded by just guys that are all laser focused on winning, whatever that means, and are willing to share, you know, just give the little life hacks to make business enjoyable and fun.
Yeah, it was really cool to see everybody. And for me, you know, like I said, the thing Marcus did on the second day knocked me between the eyes. But the other big thing that's usually the case at an event are the conversations that happen between the sessions. Yeah. You know, whether it's out by the pool, whether it's you go work out with somebody in the morning, like, you know, I was at another event earlier this year and I had great conversations at the gym or, you know, Queen and I would go for a run on the beach in the morning or whatever it was. And then we'd run into somebody and shoot the shit for 10 minutes and build a relationship. So, and like you said, you saw Marcus four times. I've seen him several times, read his shit, all this other stuff. What's that old saying? When the student is ready, the teacher arrives.
Yeah.
And exactly. So sometimes you might hear things over and over and over. That's like, for me, like Dave Ramsey. He's been preaching the same damn baby steps for years, right? And a lot of times people are like, I'm not going to go hear this guy. I'm not going to go to this event. I'm not going to do this or that because I'm just going to hear the same shit. Well, there's a reason the same shit gets repeated is because it works, you know, and you're a different person every time you hear it. And you know, it was funny. Marcus is a different guy every time I hear him as well, because he's learning and he's growing because he's a total FW. Now, we have a fight event coming up in September. And so if you have any common sense whatsoever, you're probably piecing this together going, this is the reason they're talking about Destin and stuff. Okay. I'm just going to be transparent. I'm not hiding anything. I think you need to get your fucking ass to our event that we're having in Denver, September 22nd through the 24th. And for the last month and a half, we have been working hard to secure the venue. We're working on some other really cool things. I've got Neil, who you know is my right-hand guy in all things marketing and planning and the fight. He's flying out here this week. We're going to spend about a week together. We're going to plan this thing. We hired a phenomenal event planner who, if you guys have ever heard of like Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels and Dan Kennedy, people like that in the marketing world, this is his event planner. Okay. So this is the real deal. We are really working hard to roll the red carpet for the people that show up to this thing, give it massive, massive high value. And here's the topic. And this is what I kind of want to go over, Dan, is right now it's the golden years for a contractor. Like you could fall out of bed and sell a job right now. Okay. And the reason you can is because most guys don't answer their phone. Most guys are too caught up working in their business and not on their business. It's easy to sell. It's easy to make money right now. Even with the lower workforce and all that other bullshit, you can't find people and blah, blah, blah. Guys, that just means you could charge whatever the fuck you want to charge at this point for the crew that you have and make more money. Do less jobs, make more money. All right. And that's really what business is about, is profit. And so, but at some point, the economy is going to dip. And really, as I'm reading the headline of our freaking event page here, is only the profitable contractors are going to survive. Okay. Like, and being busy, it's not enough. Okay. But busy doesn't mean you're making money. Busy just means you're busy. And if honestly, guys, if you're feeling busy and overwhelmed, you're probably missing the boat on some things. And you got to get that shit together before the downturn comes. And so we're putting on what we're calling the Mile High Profit Summit. And the whole event is about how to prepare for that downturn, how to really change your mindset. And regardless of how long you've been in business, where you're located, how many people, blah, 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 who you serve. Guys, if we don't figure this out, and Dan, you figured this out, you're so fucking profitable, it's crazy. And I mean, you spend, here, guys, here's the thing. Dan runs an incredibly profitable business, 7-figure business. And Dan, you ride your bike, what, 12 to 16 hours a week during the peak of the day, in the middle of the fucking day, right? Yeah. So you've kind of figured this profitability thing out. And I know you're going to be on stage with some other people and this and that, but guys, if you're not as profitable as you want to be right now, or even if you are profitable and you're just like, hey, I want more profit. And profit doesn't have to be just money, by the way. Quality of life, relationships, your health, your mindset. This event, I'm really approaching in a different way where, Dan, we've talked about, I want to have a lot of space in the event. I don't want it to just be back-to-back balls of the wall for 2-3 days. I want there to be some breathing room because our lives are frantic enough, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's where the magic happens, like you said, between sessions when you're talking to other people at the event. And, you know, even if the good years continue, the economy doesn't shit the bed, it's like stuff's getting more expensive. I just got another price increase email from Sherwin-Williams coming up. Mm-hmm. And it's when the sales price is going up, the customers are going to get more picky. That's as I went up to the higher rarefied air pricing wise, like you have to deliver more. And so you can't do that unless you've got the profit to back it up. You know, whether it's just having that one guy there puttering around to make sure everything is perfect and screws are clocked correctly on all the outlet covers, whatever it is, if you're not making money, you can't do that. And I see people right now, I'm talking to guys in the parking lot, at the paint store, guys I know, and some are going the other way where they're trying to just give as much value and, you know, worried about charging too much and just stealing from themselves and just are one paint can kicked over away from, you know, being upside down on this freaking job. And where I'm just like, I've had everything. And so we can deliver a great experience. And so that's what people are going to get from this conference, like the mindset to win in, you know, adverse conditions, and also just how profit makes your customers experience a million times better. It's not just about us driving the latest truck or any of that stuff. It really opens up like the key to a great experience for the homeowner.
All right, fighters. So check it out. In our 100K contractor group recently, young contractor was posting about how he was afraid to give a price to this custom home builder, blah, 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 because he didn't want to lose out on future work. We've all been there, right? As contractors, we don't want to price ourselves out of the running, but then again, we want to walk that line of making sure that we're not underpricing, you know, and losing money. And so this is where great marketing comes in. And that's why I want to make sure you guys know about Contractor Growth Network. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/CGN, it'll take you right to Logan and his team over there. Guys, they help you turn your website into an absolute sale machine that builds up your brand, that weeds out the wrong people, a sales machine that will actually pre-qualify people before they ever reach out to you. So only the right people are reaching out to you. So I want you to make sure, listen, y'all know if you've been listening to the show, I don't regularly promote anyone, but I believe in what Logan and his team are doing over there so much, because it's really about bringing respect, dignity back to a contractor and making sure you guys are only spending time on the phone or on site doing meetings with people that are truly qualified to be your customers. So check out thecontractorfight.com/CGN. You know, that's the thing. A lot of people don't understand when you can deliver that experience because you're profitable, you're not a frantic finisher, like I call it, trying to get the hell out of there, throwing your shit in the truck to get to the next job every night. You can slow the close out of the job down in the walkthrough, and it's a better experience, and you can fine tune some things. You can go that extra mile. You could roll the red carpet out for people, and that makes the experience better, which builds loyalty in them, but also your referrals go up. The quality of your referrals go up, lifetime value goes up of a customer and all this other shit because you were profitable from the first job. I mean, you saw the post in our 100K group today about this young carpenter guy who's bidding this job for this big builder. And he was about to take the bait on the, hey, hook me up on this one and I got a lot of work for you in the future, right? And I'm like, dude. And so it was funny. We jumped on the Contractor Sales Academy podcast. Derek and I were going to record it anyway earlier today. And I said, hey, let's get this kid on, this kid, Dylan, really cool kid. And we got on there and coached him for about an hour live on the podcast and worked through his numbers and stuff. And I'm like, dude, he was going to charge like 47 grand for this project, just labor. And we worked his numbers. He needs to be at 60 to pay him, his guys, and his overhead. No net profit. He needs to be at least 60, you know? And so we walk through that. But that, guys, that's what it's about. It doesn't matter how much damn money. If you want to make 100 grand in net profit and all that other shit or whatever your number is, you got to have a certain amount of top line. I get it. I'm not saying top line doesn't ever matter. If you don't have a top line, you don't have a bottom line. Okay. But so many of us are focused on scaling the top line, which is just feeding the beast instead of scaling our profit, scaling our quality of life, scaling our time off, scaling the relationships that we have under our own roof in a good, positive way and all that. And you can't do that if all you're focused on is that top line shit.
You know, that post was, it was like 16 years of plus of business mistakes flashed across my eyes when I read that. There's so many little triggers in there. It all comes back to like why you and I are on this podcast right now, right? It's like we can save guys like him from getting falling down the staircase of life with just passing some knowledge and giving them a heads up. Like that's why we're doing what we're doing. And that's why, you know, he's great. They had the Facebook group and 100K to jump in and get the answer and stuff, but a lot of people don't. And that's where the relationships you get from these type of events pay off. Like I'm in touch with guys I haven't hit off and we still bounce ideas off each other. So it's amazing.
That's good shit. So guys, I want to invite you to go to, before we get out of here today, I want to invite you to go. I'm trying to get my own damn link right here, guys. So it's or you can just scroll to the show notes and click the button. It's thecontractorfight.com/mile-high-profit-summit. We tried to make it longer for you, but that's what we got. Mile High Profit Summit with dashes in between there. So thecontractorfight.com/blah-blah-blah. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we're at the time of this recording. By the time you guys are listening, this will probably be somewhere around 40 days left for early bird pricing, which expires August 1st. But you guys, you're going to want to get the VIP ticket. And we got some other cool stuff going on that, number one, there's the VIP thing going right, or that early bird thing going on right now. But also, we know that being profitable, you're not on an island by yourself. A lot of you guys have a spouse that works in the business or a business partner. And so that's why we have made available a spouse/business partner ticket for half price. Okay. So, because a lot of times I hear, Dan, that man, I wish my partner was in the room. Because now I got to go home and explain this, right? I got to explain it to my spouse, my business partner, whatever. So we're like, man, let's just make it easier for people to get everyone on board, at least the owners in their business. But the VIP ticket, let me go through a couple things for you guys here. We've got blah, blah, blah. There it is. You get access to, there's at least a dozen sessions on, see all the speakers, the panel discussions, and things like that, all geared around profit. There's a Thursday night. There's a VIP only reception, the first night where you get to hang out with other VIPs and the whole contractor fight team. There's a Thursday night networking party, live music, drinks, appetizers. You get to hang out, network, blah, blah, blah. VIPs, there's VIP only snacks and refreshments. We're like, sometimes when I'm at an event and I want something to drink or eat between sessions or whatever, I don't want to have to stand in a fucking line. And so we were like, let's just have a place for the VIPs to do that. You get exclusive event seating. And then here's the other big thing. You get a follow-up implementation webinar with yours truly, with me. So if you're a VIP, about a month after the event, sometime in October, date to be announced, I am going to actually go live on a Zoom call, and any of the VIPs that want to jump on can jump on. And if you're having issues implementing something, you want some clarification, you want some coaching, whatever, you're going to get that time with me, because it's pretty common that we return from an event, we have too many ideas, and we're trying to implement any things that, and I've actually gotten pretty damn good through the years of helping people get to a root where they need to be putting their crosshairs and stuff. So that's VIP ticket. So guys, you know, if you can't swing the VIP, I get it, but get in the room, you know, with the general admission ticket. August 1st, the early bird pricing expires and then the prices go up. So, and then there's links for you guys to, you know, book your hotel room and stuff, which we worked out a discounted rate in addition to your tickets and blah, blah, blah. So it's in Denver, September 22nd, 23rd and 24th. This coming fall, 2021. Dan, anything else about events, man, or this thing? What's on your mind?
No, I think I was glad to see the half price for the spouse or the business partner. Or you know, that was something that I always was lacking at previous events that I was going to. And yeah, it's a lot easier to come home and tell the wife that said Disney, you have to buy a new website for your company or whatever you're doing. When she's in the room, she sees it. She can talk to some people that have gotten results or whatever the topic is. That's enormous, because I always come out of these events drooling on myself, this sort of overload of information. And again, like your follow-up webinar is great for that as well. Because you always come home and you have these great ideas, then the overwhelm kicks in, and just get a little guiding hand to keep the momentum is huge.
That's awesome. And one thing I forgot to say, if you guys sign up VIP in the month of June, you'll also get the event recordings for free. Those are going to be available down the road. So guys, we're just trying to help as many people possible here. There's a ton that go way more than you would think that goes into an event to put it on, from the money to the time to the details to how many people need to be involved to make it go great. And we're doing this because we want to prepare your asses for when the throat punch comes. I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. It's always going to come. God knows what the fuck they're going to do in Washington these days. And you don't know what's going on with anything in our industry. And listen, I don't care who's in office. There's always something that's going to go on. Inflation's always going to happen. The economy is always going to take a shit. You know, it's always going to be hard to find guys, you know, or you're going to have issues. These are problems that are just always going to be part of running a business. All right. Yeah. Personnel, people, marketing, the economy, housing starts, all that other shit. But there's some really fundamental and higher level stuff that we are going to be addressing for these couple, 3 days there, that I truly believe that if people walk away and implement, it's going to lessen the blow when the tide goes out at some point. And so, I think that's an old Warren Buffett quote. Everyone can talk shit, right? And then when the tide goes out, you really see who's naked and who's not. And you know, a lot of investors, that's an inter quote. But that's the same with our businesses now. You really want to know what your business is made of, guys. What happens right now if the economy takes a shit? What happens right now if conditions change and you get punched in the dick? All right. I'm telling you, that's when you're really going to see what your business is made of. And so, Dan, I know you and I have both been there. And it's a lot more fun when you're prepared and when you're ready, because you're not desperate. You're not scrambling like everyone else is making shitty decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, regardless of where you are in your business at this point, it could be a 20-year veteran, it could be your first year of business. It's like, the fundamentals that we're talking about in Denver are things you want to know and will make your life a hell of a lot easier, yeah, no matter what's going on in the world.
Well, there you go. Well, dude, I appreciate you hanging here today and shooting the shit about events and stuff. Guys, get around winners, man. You will never, if you go there with an attitude that, hey, I'm going to learn something new, I'm going to give of myself and give some knowledge to others. You go there with that sort of attitude where you give and you're there to receive, it will pay off. In fact, there's a John Wooden, the old basketball coach. This came up because a guy said to me, I've heard you guys, I've been to your events, I'm not going to hear anything new, and blah, blah, blah. Literally, he said that to me. And I was like, all right, that's cool, whatever. I said, but dude, there's a quote, I think it was John Wooden. He says, it's what you learn after you know everything that matters.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want that to sink in for you guys. Like, if you think for a second that you know everything, or you're not going to learn something, or I've heard this before, that is when you can start getting used to getting your ass kicked. All right. Stay hungry, be a sponge. And the other thing I mentioned briefly, Dan, I know we're supposed to wrap this up, but guys, when you go and you give your knowledge to others, it's two things. You help another human being and solidifies it in you. Right. And so it builds your resolve in those things. And so a lot of you guys listening to this have a shit ton of knowledge, and you will change somebody's life having a beer with them for 16 minutes at the fucking bar one night at this thing. You might be standing in the registration line, and just the fact that they have a 3-minute conversation with you and one thing you say from your experience might be the one thing that changes a young contractor's life. Or an old contractor for that matter. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing this up because I'm just thinking of all these examples that people told me. Like, I remember one woman shared with me that she went to this event, one of our CSA events, with her husband, and she had a 15, 20 minute conversation with another wife, and it not only changed their business, but it actually changed their marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they were working in the business together and stuff. So guys, there is so much value getting around other like-minded people. Don't blow this off. Get your ass to Denver in September. I'm going to post the link in the description. Click the link. Get signed up. Don't wait. Don't pay more fucking money than you need to. Seriously, do it before August 1st so that you can secure this at your hotel and you can move on to bigger and better things. Dano, you rock.
Time to roll.
We're out.